Davis, Marion, Middletown, Connecticut, September 4th, 1904. Marion Davis. My dear sister and fellow helper, I would be glad to see you, very, very glad to encourage and cheer you up. I have been gaining in strength now since I came to Melrose. I have been able to relish food, the first I have been able to say tasted good for many weeks. There seemed to be a fever upon me, but I have been improving. I have spoken here on Sabbath and Sunday. They have an excellent new tent, very large. The camp is small. This morning, two of our brethren came to my room and had a few words of conversation with me, and they expressed their fears that today there would be but few out. The Sunday laws are after the old blue laws of Connecticut, and the remark was made that they might consider it sin to come to our meeting on Sunday. But all were surprised to see the people crowding in so that seats had to be provided for a large number. And then quite a number stood up around the tent. I saw before me the nice, large, new tent, filled with intelligent-looking people, first class in appearance. I spoke from 1 John 3. I carried the matter of temperance strongly, yet the interest did not flag. I am so thankful the Lord strengthened me by His great power. I thought I would tell you we leave Monday for Omaha, calling at Battle Creek and speaking in midweek twice. I can then go on to Omaha and be at the last of the meeting. I am anxious to hear how you are getting along. I have felt so sorry for you. I do not feel so anxious about my book, Ministry of Healing. It will come out at the right moment. Now do not feel that I am disappointed. The Lord knows about it, and I am not worried a bit about the book. But I want you to stop worrying. You are the Lord's property, and you must not abuse yourself. But eat you must, and try, dear sister, to commit yourself to the Lord and to rest in Him, and His peace will be your peace, because He will impart it to you. May the Lord strengthen you and breathe upon you His Holy Spirit. I shall be very sorry and disappointed if you prefer to die and make yourself die. I want your help very much, and I will continue to keep your case before the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord loves you, and the Lord's will be done. If He would have you rest, I will try to feel reconciled. The Lord Jesus is the mighty healer. I trust you will cast your helpless self upon the Lord Jesus, who has preserved you and kept you. I must now retire, for I have to speak in the morning in regard to the Melrose Sanitarium. Give up all worry. Whether you live or whether you die, I will not murmur. But do not shorten your days 1 minute by any course you may pursue. Come right to the Lord, our great physician. Last night I was in prayer much that the Lord would be my healer, and I do believe I shall be home in safety, and that I can complete the books I have on hand. The Lord would have us not mourn, but praise His holy name. The Lord is good, and greatly to be praised. Think of His love, and talk of His power. And do not, for Christ's sake, afflict your soul. He wants you to rest in Him. I pray for you, and hope for you, and have courage for you. Be of good cheer, and know that the hand of the Lord sustains you. Now may the Lord save you day by day. He is your kind, compassionate Savior. Look to Him, trust in Him, and His love will be expressed to you. We shall now soon be in the cars on our way to Battle Creek, as straight as the cars can take us to Battle Creek, then Omaha, then College View, then San Diego, then home, if the Lord will. We hope to see you, and that you will be greatly improved. Look to Jesus. Praise Him, for this is a refreshing exercise. In love.